Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week. We are going back to an old tried-and-true kind of theme here that you would expect, and that is talking one-hit wonders from the 1980s. Of course, we did this, we've done this theme before. Let me just, while I have it up here, go back and see when we did the first time. It was actually, I think, one of the first ones we did. Let me see here. Where are you? Here we go. We did it on the week of September 2022. So September 12th to the 16th specifically. So actually quite a bit of time there between now and then. But obviously there's been a lot more we've had a lot of great theme weeks over these last year or so, and we've got some great ones still to come. But for now, we are talking 80s theme weeks, our 80s one-hit wonders, which, you know, we've obviously done a lot of those, not just here on the and not just here for the theme week, but also throughout the entirety of this pod. So, but the one I'm going to be doing today is definitely one of the kind of quintessential one-hit wonders of the 1980s, particularly, you know, when it came out, because that was, you know, because it got a lot of play on MTV, which was only a year old at that point. And the song I'm going to be doing today is I Ran So Far Away by A Flock of Seagulls. This was, of course, off their album, their self-titled album, released in March 1982. Of course, this was their greatest, obviously their biggest hit off of it, that they've ever done. They've got a couple of other songs here that they've released as singles. There's also the other big one I think that many would say is a Space Age Love Song, which was right after this. That some would kind of consider that I kind of consider them a two-hit wonder, but I think when you think of this band, you think of this song specifically, because it was definitely you know, kind of came during that time where, as kind of may call it, a second British invasion, where you have all these bands from the UK coming over with their synthesizers and really kind of, you know, taking the US by storm. And of course, if you're like me and are a big Grand Theft Auto player, you remember when Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out, in the TV spots, this was the song they would play. So that was actually my first exposure to the song. In addition to being on one of the radio stations there for Vice City. So if you are watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's just shy of 4 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. Of course, now we see, so the majority of the video here is just basically the members of the band kind of on this little like spinning turnstile, surrounded by mirrors, and we're about to see the lead here. Lead singer here. Him. There he was for a brief moment. Yeah, here he is. Kind of in this little like little funhouse room of mirrors here, as he's about to kind of be, I don't want to be saying stalked, but he's definitely going to be kind of looked at. And by the way, his name is Mike Score, by the way, the lead singer here. He's going to be kind of, you know, out of here by these two ladies here, who are definitely all 80s out here with the hair and the eye and the face makeup here, the shoulder pads. I mean, this is like 1980s at its absolute peak, and this is only 82 we're talking here. Like I said, you know, this video came out in 82, so MTV by that point had been just about a year old. And this song, this video got heavy, heavy rotation on MTV, which made it into the hit that it was. So, so clearly, you know, that's, you know, one of the benefits of, you know, MTV, like bands like this were able to get, you know, get a lot of exposure, even if this ended up being their only hit. So, so like I've been kind of doing here, I do kind of like what doing, reading some of the comments here here of these videos, so I thought it'd be kind of interesting, especially for a video like this. So let's take a look at some of them. So we have William Viller 7134 says, back then we couldn't wait to get to the future. Now we just want to go back, and can't argue with that. There, I mean, compared to some of the music today, this seems like a seems like a gem. Excuse me. Let's see. Glenn Rosarian 2352 says, I was part of the MTV generation. All those videos required a lot of creativity. The music and videos from the early 1980s is timeless. And I mean, I don't know if I'd say. Well, I mean, I guess you can call this kind of creative. I mean, just it's fairly considering some of the videos we see today. It's fairly standard in terms of production, in terms of what we're going for. But I mean, it's for what it is, I mean, it is kind of unique for the time. I mean, like I said, we're, MTV had just, was still barely a year old. And the videos that were coming out around that time were very, seemingly very, rudimentary. I mean, compared to, stuff from, the 60s and 70s, it was, it was very different. But again, it was just kind of one of those interesting things. But anyway, let's see here. Tammy Marks says, one of those 80s classic hits that only gets better in time. No, kind of short, not, no surprise, no shock, no arguing there, I should say. Josh B1111 says, I'm 47 years old now. Your music molded me as a person. I truly love the song. I truly miss 80s music. Again, kind of one of those, if it's one of those things where it's like you had to have grown up in that time to really kind of appreciate what it was, especially when you think about, again, nowadays, how what a shell MTV has become of itself. I don't even think they play music videos anymore. If they do, it's probably only the late hours of the morning, because they have all these really weird, kind of ridiculous TV shows that they have out there now. And it's really unfortunate, because MTV was so revolutionary for when it came out, and to kind of see it now kind of devolve into what it is, it's really, it is unfortunate. So but again, that's an argument for another day. But with that said, that will conclude I Ran So Far Away by Flock of Seagulls. Again, a really good, memorable song, a memorable one-hit wonder. Again, it depends on what you think of, if you think, what was that song again? Space Age Love Song was enough of a hit to make them a two-hit wonder. But regardless, it was definitely one. When you think of one-hit wonders, this is one of those ones you think about. So we've got more to come for this week, so be on the lookout for that, and be on the lookout for everything else going on, not just on this feed, but on all the other feeds as well. With that said, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.